You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's one thing about Halloween candy. You know, the adults sneaking their kids Halloween candy. Jeremy looks forward to it every year.
I wrote a book about it.
Yeah, exactly. Sneaky snacks.
So my kids' book is about.
So they said, you know, instead of quizzing adults about, you know, their favorite candy, let's go straight to the kids. What do they want? When they go door to door, what candy do they want? Well, they're really not that different from adults. They wanted Reese's Peanut Butter Cups just like the rest of us.
Smart kids, dude.
M&M's number two, sure. I'm not so convinced on number three. Since when is the Milky Way the third popular?
No.
Yeah, I don't get that. Kit Kats were five.
That's all this basic candy.
Twix number 10.
It's all basic stuff. I got Smarties this year. Something different. This is all, like, I've always thought as Halloween as is you go to the door and you get something a little more unique when it comes to the candy. Something that you're not going to get just standing in the grocery line, you know, you're looking to the right. Oh, boy, another Kit Kat.
Yeah, but nobody wants
like Smarties. It needs to be some like gummy eyeballs and Fun Dip and Smarties, Circus Peanuts.
Dip.
It's supposed to be like the fun candy.
Now, Circus Peanuts, I'm on board with that, but you and I are weirdos because most people don't like those.
I know, they're so good.
They did rank 76 candies, and out at the very bottom was black licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Also near the bottom, mints, mixed nuts, an apple, and sugar-free gum. Man, if you're the household that's handing out sugar-free gum, you deserve to get your car windows, you know. What's
that? Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen that night. Let's just say that. You better stay up and sit on your porch.
You deserve to get TP'd. What else is trending?
Some bad news here. You were talking about temperatures dropping a few minutes ago. There's a report that was released yesterday by the Energy Information Administration, those wackadoos. They're predicting that home heating costs are going to go up because fuel prices are rising. Fuel demand has increased over previous winters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're looking at. Natural gas is going to go up by 30% winter. Electricity more than 6%. Now, they broke that down, and they're basically saying for the winter, if you have natural gas, it's going to cost you $746 more this year.
Dang.
And if your home's running on electric heat, $1,200 more for your electric bills this coming season. So just want to give you a heads up on that if you need to go put some more insulation in and do some caulking. It's going to be expensive. My God, man. I'm sick of these prices lately. I'm so sick of it. It's like every time you go to the grocery store, it's $300. Like, ugh, how are people doing it? You want
to
say anything about
that? You got to be like my boy and move to Hawaii because they never need the...
They don't need heat, but...
They don't need heat. And
what's their AC bill there?
No, nobody there has AC. They just open their windows and they just let the winds blow through.
Running on ocean breeze, I see.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't...
Yeah, but then your house smells like fish all the time. Fish and seaweed.
Smells like wet sand in your
shorts.
Yeah,
it's like your house smells like wet sand all the time. let's see, the biggest trending news yesterday, we were doing a little play-by-play here on the air with that little penis rocket ship that got shot up into the air. William Shatner went up into space and came back down. Everything went off flawlessly from what it looks like. But when he got out of the little capsule, he started crying. He was just so emotionally taken by the experience, and some people were making fun of him yesterday.
Oh, jerks.
And
I
don't agree with
too.
That at all. I have 50 seconds of Mr. Shatner talking about his experience.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I don't want to lose it.
That's a great line at the end.
That's beautiful, man.
I mean, it's a powerful moment for that dude. And he's 90 years old.
Shedding,
he got to go up into space.
I'd be shedding tears, too.
Crying
I like
eyes
the video
out.
Of them floating around in zero G. They have the video from inside the capsule. And while the other three are busy doing little somersaults and stuff like that, Shatner, bless his heart, he just pulls himself up to the window and he is just gazing out.
He's glued to it.
And I realize that might be me. I might try one little aerial trick, but
I mean, the floating is cool, but you're looking at the Earth from space.
You take that opportunity to stare out the window.
where everything looks, you know, peaceful from up there. You know? You get back down here to the craziness.
And go back and look at the video and look at his face. He seems like he's just shocked. I mean, the look on his face is like, what is this?
Yeah. Now, from that to this.
What? What do you got?
The latest TikTok trend. Now, it's coming back around. Apparently, it was big during the holidays last year, and it's seeing a big resurgence right now. So, talk to your children. So, this is called scalp popping, as in your head, scalp popping. What you do is you get somebody behind you. They twist their finger, your hair around their finger, and they give it a little yank. Now, the point isn't to rip out your hair. It's to separate your scalp from your skull. And when you give it that little yank, a loud popping sound occurs. And people are filming these pops, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's pretty funny when your scalp pops. Here's the thing. The soft tissue under your skin is literally being separated from your skull.
God, people, don't do this.
Doctors everywhere are saying, don't do this. Why? Because it's literally soft tissue under your skin separating from your skull. You're going to bleed.
Once again, it's an example of technology which requires intelligence to create being used in a way that exhibits no intelligence whatsoever.
But the popping sound.
We use this this miracle of technology to do the stupidest things.
But the popping, Dom. It's the popping. It's funny. Hashtag LOL.
All right. Let's move on.
Real quick, Fat America, Coffee Mate. If you're a fan of Coffee Mate for your coffee, they're going to start selling a creamer that tastes like Rice Krispie treats. Open my mouth and pour it in. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this video of a Texas man who's prepping for his annual Halloween contest where he's decorating his house. And he created a skeleton that vomits. And it's actually really quite cool. He used a little water pump and some food coloring and some water. And this skeleton is thrown up into a trash can. And it's really well done. It's on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy. Another example of technology, yeah. Dom.
Once again.